Hello, everybody, and welcome to Otherworld, a Seattle postmortem show where we talk about the last season. Wow. I got to say, my first question for every... Well, let's introduce everyone because I'm obviously way ahead of myself on this. Let's start with Saint.
Hi, yes. So I played Bailey Wolf. She was the kind of photographer, kind of semi-producer of the whole shenanigan, we'll say. And I really had a great time kind of delving back into this time period and experimenting with what filmmaking would have been like at this time.
Back in the Stone Age.
Back in the...
Mac?
Hey, guys. I'm Mac, and I played Cecil Mulgrove, a hacker and extreme conspiracy theorist.
Right. Jay?
Hi, y'all. Jay Holtham. I played Sean Charles, a video store clerk, a sort of stoner, and kind of a director.
Pooja?
Hi, I'm Pooja, and I played Mira Rao, a goth mortician with a very interesting taste in girlfriends.
And Michelle.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and I played Maribel Ochoa, and she, you know, is the outdoorsy type, and she actually knows what it means to be loaded for bear.
Oh, bear. Anyway, boo. Okay, so I will say that going into Otherworld Seattle was a bit nerve-wracking for me because Otherworld London did very well and a lot of people really liked the show. And I kind of made a point of saying, well, obviously this is going to be a different show. There's even if you have the exact same people, every time you do a show, it's going to be something different. And I feel like this was the show that we kind of, as a group, got to know each other better. We definitely had some points where we had to stop and go, okay, what is everybody okay with? We had some hard recording sessions. But I think that those things were good in the fact that it gave us insight to what the group is and how the group works well together. So just off the top, those the safety tools and everything else worked, and they're very important. So when you're running your own game, make sure you have those. So we ran into some really deep stuff, like episode 6, when you guys find out about Elijah, the entire, like, that episode's great, but it really changes the tone of the entire show. Mm-hmm. So my first question for all of you, and we'll just go around, is who knew that Zeus and Chloe were actual Greek gods? When did you figure it out? And I'm going to start with Saint because she was the one giving me the weirdest looks when I introduced certain characters.
Yeah. I closed my book of notes, but I made a note really early on because I just thought Chloe was weird. I first was like, okay, the guy's literally named Zeus. That would be pretty on the nose. And I had no proof. So I was like, but for some reason, Chloe,
that extra layer.
Yeah. There was something there where I couldn't recognize who her mythological mirror was, but I was just like, she's behaving in a way that's very consistent. The studying all the time, it's not like kids can't study, but I was just like, huh, these two together are giving me vibes of I need to pay way more attention to them. And that was kind of off the bat. But for some reason, that time when we were sitting in the cafe and I just kept needling her, that was just like, I'd had those inklings for a bit, but for that moment, for all the, crazy things that happened and how calm she was and how consistent she was, I was like, okay, it's time. It's time to just ask. I don't know where it's going to go, but let's just ask. Okay, let's figure this out.
Well, and what's funny is like Zeus is actually a common name, a common Greek name. And, you know, Chloe's a common name as well, but you put the two together and you go, okay. How about you, Mac? When did it dawn on you that they might be who they actually said they were?
I mean, I was suspicious from the start because, number one, it's a game you ran. I was playing a conspiracy theorist where everything was suspect. And I didn't, it kind of felt like this was a path we could follow, but I wasn't sure about it. So I didn't want to like poke at it too much. We had so much
going on,
other threads happening. And I was also like, this is okay. Is he just referencing them or is he, or is this literal?
Right.
And it took me a little while to be sure.
I thought for sure when Themis showed up, that would have been it. You know, basically 6'11", 7-foot-tall lawyer.
That definitely piqued some alarm bells, but I was like, oh, I don't know which one this is supposed to be, so I'll wait.
Jay, what about you?
I've got to say, I'm like the most gullible and sort of non-suspicious person, so it did not dawn on me at all. Like, Themis seemed a little unusual, but like nothing, there seemed to be nothing magical about it. Honestly, until Wes, you gave it away and said you should look at the names of the parks around Seattle. And then once I did and saw Olympia State Park, I was like, oh.
Well, by that point, the reason is because like I figured most of you already knew, and I knew that, you know, Jay, it hadn't really dawned on you yet.
No.
And to be fair, you're the best player when it comes to that, because when players don't know what's going on and you can surprise them with stuff, that's always a lot of fun. So what about you, Pooja?
It was Themis.
Yeah.
The giant statuesque woman.
The Olympian looking woman. Yeah.
who also, because like I had suspicions that Seuss and Chloe weren't all that they seemed to be when we ended up using the coffee shop as a haven and, you know,
right.
Oh, the generator running. Oh, he seems really calm about all of this.
Yeah.
And then when Themis like knew all about it, it was like, this is more than just lawyeriness. But once again, we had a lot of other stuff going on.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I threw a lot at you. So,
you know, this one actually seems good. And if I learned anything from all of my like mythology studies, it was don't look God's gift horses in the mouth.
Right.
gift God horses. You know what I'm talking about. You know what
so
I mean.
So before the show, I did just a ton of reading about, you know, Greek gods, and it really boils down to don't say you're better to gods, don't kill your parents, don't do that, and spurned love doesn't end well when you're dealing with gods. But at the same time, I specifically went a completely different route for reasons that I'm not going to go into now because we still have another season to do. What about you, Michelle?
Well, at first, when it was like Zeus, I thought, oh, maybe it's like a reference to Seuss in Gravity Falls, you know, because the weirdness, you whatever. And I know it's not Zeus and the other character is Seuss, but, you know, but then when Chloe's introduced, I'm like, okay, Zeus, Chloe, okay. And then when when his coffee shop still had power, and nobody else did, I went, all right, lightning. All right. You know, that was in my brain. And it just sort of got solidified when Themis came into the picture.
Right.
But no, I knew as soon as he had, you know, I was suspicious in the beginning, but I knew as soon as he still had power, nobody else did. And he's saying there's a generator, but no one went downstairs to turn it on.
Yeah. Yeah. That was one thing. I'm like, wow, no one's going down to check.
Super automatic.
Who does that? Someone tells you they have a generator, you just believe it. Oh, okay,
yeah, exactly. So,
yeah.
True.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah, I got a generator. Go fuck yourself.
Like, automatic things, right? You don't have to actually turn them on or like, you know, power them in their own way.
Yeah,
right. It depends on what. Yeah.
So, what was the? I guess for each of the characters and players, what was the like funnest part for you of the show? Like what part really made you like have a good time kind of thing? We'll start with Michelle this time and go backwards.
I liked the whole Paul Bunyan storyline. Because I love horror and being scared and whatever, I think the best part was when we were running from the ravens.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like this really scary moment and we're trying to get out of the woods and, you know, because, you know, one raven is like, oh, that's pretty cool. Hundreds of them chasing you is terrifying.
Very, very true. What about you, Pooja?
I think that the kind of like the reveal that Elijah was dead all along and just, I mean, because of all the things like, and the clues that got dropped and everything about Zeus and Themis and Chloe, but the Elijah thing came out of nowhere for me. And in just how we all reacted and like how we found out, and then how everybody's reactions were so different and personalized. I really love that.
Right. What about you, Jay?
I mean, the most fun for me was the LARP bit. Like, that was a lot of fun. That was a fun sequence. I really enjoyed that.
I just, for some reason, it popped in my head because during the early 90s, LARPs, like, mm-hmm. fantasy yep. LARPs were huge. And just the thought of, like, actually coming face to face with something that's, you know, that could kill you, but you've got a plastic shield and a foam sword.
Yeah.
So, what about you, Mac?
Well, I was a big fan of, was it Freedom Waves? From the video store.
Yep.
I thought that was just a lot of fun right there. And selfishly, I was also having a really good time getting to play a hacker because that's not something I ever do.
Right.
So feeling those like montage moments and really getting my 90s vibe on was really fun.
Hell yeah.
Exactly. And there were so many movies that came out like Hackers and The Net. And
yes.
Oh, The Net.
Oh, it's terrible. Oh, my God.
So good, though.
It's good and terrible.
Yes.
From Coming to America. Yeah, good and terrible. What about you, Saint?
I think I'll also agree that the whole Paul Bunyan, like, discovery and, like, with the group of guys and then the Raven whole thing happening, I think that was just, like, really fun and cinematic. It's hard to choose because I'm kind of wavering between more than one thing, but I think that's the top. And then the Elijah reveal was pretty like, whoa, like it felt like an acting moment for me. Like, yeah, I was like, oh, I'm in the scene now. Like, yeah, that's.
I will say that when you get to episode 6, which is where that happens, like I said, the entire thing kind of shifts because everybody energy just kind of goes from, hey, we're all Scooby-Doo and finding out all this stuff and running from Men in Black to, whoa, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. And there's this energy shift that happens. I will say that all of you, I mean, this group has in this form has been together for, I think, about 4 or 5 months at this point. I think we all started in March or April of this year. And I will say that over that time, I think that we've really coalesced as a group. And I could really see it in this season. I felt like we were kind of feeling each other out with Blades of Eversync. I feel with Unquiet Blood, we kind of all hit the same note. And then with this, it feels like, you know, we kind of became more comfortable with each other over time. So it's been great to kind of watch the evolution. So the next question is, how long until you think we find out about Mira's ghost girlfriend?
Oh, my God.
And is there any resentment for you for her keeping such a huge piece of the puzzle away from you all? So this is your chance to say, what the hell, Pooja?
I get why. I totally get why. But definitely, like, as a character, I was ready to find that out.
Like, well, you kept pushing. You were like, yeah. Can I roll something to find this out? Is there?
Yeah, because I was like, there's no, like, that's what a powerful thing to have at beck and call, kind of, maybe.
I feel like the beck and call is actually going the other way around.
I was like, okay, there's definitely more to this whole storyline for sure. And I think you played it really well, Pooja, by keeping it secret, because then there's more that can develop before we all start just fucking. I mean, I was going to probably be very nosy and butting in. Bailey did not forget about it because there's a ghost pendant, so you can't forget about it. Like, it's like, that's an artifact. We all saw it happen. Like, so definitely it never left Bailey's mind, and she's suspicious, but as a player, I'm like, no, well played for sure.
I will say, like, what I said before is true. If y'all had been nicer about Elijah, I would have told you.
Fair, very fair.
I feel like I wasn't mean about it. I think it's more like, holy shit. Like, for me anyway, my interpretation with Bailey, I was just like, she's shocked. That's shock. That's shock. It's shock. It's shock. It's not going to melt. But that's for Bailey specifically. So I get why other people might have been like, different.
I think you were having, you were definitely having a hard time with player knowledge and character knowledge. Like, you kept hitting up against that wall.
Yes.
And it's such a pain. I get it. It's such a pain in the ass to be like, but I know and I can't. So you're like in a movie theater and you're like, don't open the door, because you know what's on the other side.
And that was one thing too. Sorry, go ahead. Oh, I was just about the Paul Bunyan thing. It's like, because I knew.
You figured that out early.
No, I talked to Pooja about it, and I forget why. There was a reason, but I had spoken to Pooja about it, and because I wasn't sure. Okay, so for Paul Bunyan, I was like, okay, I know this might seem like a corny idea, but I think it's a really cool idea. Yeah.
I think that's why you talked. That's why you talked to her, because you had mentioned it to me, and I was like, oh, "That could be really corny." And you're like, "No, no, but I've got a great idea with it." And I'm like, "Eh." So I was skeptical, and so you talked to Pooja to bounce the idea off her.
Because like, so without giving it, because you are still going to be looking into that mystery coming up, but I knew that I had a cool idea for it, but I also knew that it could be corny, and I didn't necessarily want that to be that way.
I feel like it was definitely not corny.
Yeah. Definitely not.
No.
Horrifying. Sad.
Yeah, it was sad.
Very sad.
Yeah.
And it shocked me.
With that all in mind, like, you know, we were talking about Shannon. I do think that, like, I know Sean's reaction and Bailey's reaction was kind of lukewarm. Sean's definitely been avoiding Elijah. So it will be interesting to see when you all figure out what's going on with Mira and how big of a reveal that's going to be. Because, you know, at some point they're going to find out. You can't hide something like that forever.
Yeah.
I know. Every time I think of it, I think of it kind of like a sitcom from the time period, you know, like, you know, Mira has got herself a ghost girlfriend, you know, like, and she has to hide her ghost girlfriend, you know, because of reasons, and comedy ensues.
Though Cecil now knows.
Cecil knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just happy that Mira is happy.
Go ahead, Jay.
I'd be happy if Sean never found out. That'd be great if it just, like, you just avoid telling him and he just never investigates any further. And
I feel like Bailey would tell you, though. Like, I feel like Bailey would tell Sean for sure.
Yeah, as soon as Bailey figures it out, you realize Sean is her first call.
Yeah. Like,
guess what's happening? Yeah.
Maybe you have to tell me. It's like, I don't care. And I'll be like, fine. Jeez.
So which NPC is your favorite NPC for each of you? Let's start with Sait this time. Who's your favorite NPC? Who did you like dealing with the most?
Ah, man. Bailey, for as much as what on, I feel as though I kind of stayed with the main group. I enjoyed a lot of NPCs. Freedom was hilarious every time. And, you know, I guess I'll give the crown to our ranger, our park ranger friend, because that was really funny. Just every time he came in trying to like pretend to not be a nerd, pretend
right.
to, yeah, pretend to be like yeah. way cooler. And he's like, no, I'm overwhelmed. Like, this is murder. What's happening? Like, that was very funny. I mean, definitely I like many, but I think I'll give it to him. There's a lot of great comedic value there.
Mac, what about for you?
Freedom for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But also Bailey's...
The landlord?
Landlord.
Emily.
Who is yes.
Emily.
Here's a gun.
Yes. That was great too.
Yes.
Grandma Emily, who single-handedly held off the alien government agents. Right?
Yes. True. I'll give her props too. Yes.
She's pretty cool. She's pretty cool. What about you, Jay? What character, what NPC did you like the most?
I honestly really liked Themis. I thought Themis was a lot of fun and was, I was really interested. I was just, and not just because she's, you know, 7 feet tall, but just with everything about like her command of things. She just seemed really cool. I was like, I want to spend more time with Themis.
I would like to be Themis when I grow up.
Yeah. We'd all like to be Themis. Let's be real. Come on. Go ahead, Pooja.
I know that the obvious answer is Shannon, my ghost girlfriend, but I want to give props to Wes for Mira's mother.
Yeah.
Because yeah. I like had flashbacks to conversations with my own parents. It was like there were some aspects of that were just so spot on. But I was like, wow, I was a little concerned about this, but now I'm just in it.
There's a universal parent speak that we all understand, and every parent has to sit there and go, all right, what kind of parent am I going to be? Am I going to be the kind that makes a phone call at 11 o'clock because I haven't gotten a call back in a few days to make sure they're okay? Or am I going to let go of certain aspects of their life? So we all understand that very well. What about you, Michelle?
I'm actually hoping that many of them survived, but I liked the Squatchers.
The Squatchers were fun.
Yeah, they were a lot of fun, and I'm hoping some of them survived because we could trade some war stories. But other than that, I think Shannon, because she is at the same time she's like making Mira very happy and like making Mira the ultimate goth that she's always wanted to be, because how much more goth can you get than having a ghost, you know, lover, right?
A ghost lover, flapper lover from 1920s, right. Yeah.
Exactly. But there's also this semi-sinister air about her, and you don't quite know what it is. Like, you're always kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop. And so she's a very interesting character.
So to segue from that, we all, you know, obviously I left the season finale on a huge cliffhanger because I'm a jerk. And the faces I got when that happened were a lot of fun. It's like, you fucker. Going into next season, which will be sooner than most people realize, what mysteries are you really excited to find out about? Like, what things do you want to uncover? What parts? Because there's so many parts of this story with so, you know, Freedom. I don't know if you caught it, but Freedom talked about the fact that he has to deal with his contacts and that they're a bit dangerous. And, and you know, there's a lot of different things going on. And I tried really hard to make mysteries for everyone, or for things to find out, you know, or to interact with. So what mysteries are you hoping to, you know, uncover and figure out next time? We'll start again with Michelle and go backwards.
That's a hard one. I think not just knowing the whole story of Paul Bunyan, but figuring out how he even exists, you know, would be, because like the gods, okay, maybe they've existed before
forever.
And yeah, forever. Mm-hmm. But Paul Bunyan, you know, he's an invention. So yeah, I'm wondering how he even exists. And I think that's one of the things I'd love to figure out.
Cool. Pooja?
I think this whole thing with the ravens, and they came to like support him, kind of, but they also may have eaten Blue. And that whole like situation and what's going on with like this, it feels like there's a battle of the supernatural going out there. And I really want to know what's going on, especially because I have a very like unhealthy false sense of security. Thanks to confrontation between Michael and Zeus.
Yeah, the Michael and Zeus, we'll talk about that in a minute. Jay?
That's the same one. Like, I'm really curious about, yeah, how Paul Bunyan and the ghosts and the men in black, how it all sort of fits together. Mm-hmm. It's funny you mentioned freedom, because like he did mention those things, and I did start to feel like there must be something going on with that. But I was also like, I didn't want to go too
right into it. Yeah, you have so many things going on. Opening another can of worms is not necessarily going to be good for you.
Exactly.
Mac?
I definitely want to know more about the men in black and all of that, you know, conspiracy theory craziness that Cecil has believed in for so long, and unravel what the hell is actually going on there.
Right. Yeah, I can totally see that. Bailey, what about you? What about you, Saint?
Well, you know, it's interesting because when you said, oh, mysteries for everyone, I'm like, did I miss mine? Like, completely? Because I was so preoccupied with everything that was coming up with everybody else. I was like...
Well, to be clear, like I said at the beginning, to be honest, we did not get to everything in the first season. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff going on that we didn't have a chance to get into. So... I will say for you, there are things that are there. It's just we didn't dig into them because we were digging into everything else. But what mystery do you want to solve from the ones that we have run into?
I'm just a curious cat and I want to know everything, which I think a little bit that might stifle me as a player sometimes, because I just cannot decide what to focus on, and I get a little worried about being a team player. So I mean, everything they said I'm interested in. I had something in my mind that was like, oh, there was that little thing too. Well, really specifically the shape-shifting being not part of the magic fork of the story but the government fork.
Right.
Was like tripping me out a lot.
The robots?
Yeah. It was like, wait, is that... Because, as was said earlier, it seems like there's a war going on or something between basically human mythology and culture icon or culture figures and stuff.
Folklore stuff,
yeah. It's like, I want to know why is this all happening at the same time, which is probably maybe a bit too big of a goal to solve. But
I will say that knowing everything in Call of Cthulhu is not a good thing for anyone. That's usually the end of the character. You know, like I said, with the resolve system, a character that knows everything has retired to write a book.
Right.
Oh, can we just say, in talking about awesome stuff, The Adventures of Ethel and Easter. And that Elijah had it. It's like, Elijah, did you go to the Dreamlands and get a book?
Yeah, it's funny because I'm not going to tell you, but it's there's, like I said, there are so many little things, so many strings. I don't know if you noticed when I posted the first blast for Otherworld Seattle, I put it's up to the fates and I capitalized F and stuff like that. Cause it's like, okay, let's see how long it takes other people to figure this out.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited for season two. I'm really excited for you guys to learn some of these answers because I hate sitting for 8 months with them. And I like to talk. So those things are hard for me to do. Anyway, so, you know, thanks everyone. You all did such a good job. You really did. You all did really well. And I appreciate all the work that you put into the show. It was very nice to see it go.
Well, we appreciate the work you put in too.
I appreciate it. This was amazing.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, my concerns about, like, I feel that it's just as good as London, and it's different, and I'm glad that it's different, but it also has a lot of, it's the same universe. And I think as you uncover those answers that you're looking for, you are going to see the connections between the two series in more stark relief. So thank you all so much. Let's really quick, as we, you know, sign off for Otherworld Seattle, we have, you know, where everybody can be found. Let's start with Pooja.
Hi, I'm Pooja, and you can find me on Twitter at LADACYGIRL. That's LADESI girl, and all the other socials as Forgotten Saves. If you want to hear more of me playing RPGs in different forms, you can find me on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel playing Saturday morning RPGs and Happy Jacks.
Hello, I am Saint or Saint Spider. You can find me on Twitter at Saint Spider TV, all spelled out. And you can find me also on Twitch occasionally at twitch.tv/Saint Spider, spelled out.
I've been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais. You can find me online as at Strange Like That, the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebooks, and my website.
Hi, y'all. Jay Holtham. You can find me at Jay Holtham on all the usual social places, and you can also find me playing games on Happy Jack's RPG and It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel.
Hey, I am Michelle Otis, and you can find me on Twitter at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects through platemailgames.com, or you can purchase them through DriveThruRPG, or you can subscribe to BattleBards.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Platemail Games. You can also find me on Twitter at Platemail Games, and then you can also find me on DriveThruRPG and BattleBards. And you can find the show at 12sidedstories.com, all spelled out, or it's at the number 12 Sided Stories on both Instagram and on Twitter. And finally, if you want to help out the podcast, definitely take a look at our Patreon page or our Ko-fi page. You can subscribe at both now. You can also give us a shout out or a review. All of those things help greatly. We appreciate you listening. We'll see you next season on Otherworld Seattle.
Bye.
Bye.